As COVID-19 continues to spread around the planet, elements of the disease are becoming better understood as we build up more research and data. This past week, all sorts of new studies have come out about the virus, including whether or not it is more deadly for children than the flu. With us to discuss this and more is Dr. Norman Swan, the host of the Health Report here on RN, of course, and the co-host of the CoronaCast podcast. Good morning, Norman.
Hi, Patricia.
The immune signature of long COVID may be becoming clearer. What exactly is the immune signature?
Well, it's picking apart all sorts of things in the bloodstream and in the immune system, often using artificial intelligence or machine learning to see what is different. So this is not new in a sense. It's just there's another study on this, so the information is growing, is that people with long COVID do seem to have complicated but different responses from other people when you compare them to controls. The studies aren't huge yet. So this study, which is yet to be peer reviewed, is about 215 people where they've compared them to controls. But there have been other studies which also show variation. So what they find, well, compared to controls, people with long COVID have a different response in terms of certain white blood cells seem to be changed in the numbers in their bloodstream. There seems to be a different antibody response to the virus itself, to SARS-CoV-2. But interestingly, they're finding a response to other viruses as well, particularly Epstein-Barr virus, the glandular fever virus. So there may be other factors which might predict. All this is about, can you predict long COVID better? What do you find that's wrong with people that you might be able to fix and test treatments? And the other thing is a diagnostic signature, so that you can say, well, this is actually, if you're going to test treatments, do they have long COVID or do they have something else? And they also show reductions, interestingly, in a stress hormone called cortisol. So there's something going on there. There is an overlap with what they find in people with chronic fatigue syndrome, which I think that there was a critique the other week about whether or not all these people are piling in, because a lot of money now in the United States to study long COVID, whether a lot of people are piling in without actually having learned the mistakes of studying chronic fatigue syndrome and learning from that and building on that information. But there probably is more of an overlap with chronic fatigue syndrome, and it may well be that you start to crack chronic fatigue syndrome as well, which has been really a blight out there for people who experience it.
Now, the United States Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has released its data on childhood death from COVID compared to the flu. What did they say?
Well, essentially, I mean, the first thing I will say is we've had, you know, every childhood death is terrible. We've had childhood deaths in single figures in Australia from COVID, and often usually children with other complicated medical stories. In the United States, where the virus ran wild for, particularly in the first year of the pandemic, we didn't hear because of lockdown, they've had more childhood deaths. And what they've done is compared it to the historical average from influenza. And influenza is more risky in children. And what they find is that the annual average, and this is a country with 300 million people, is 100 odd deaths from influenza. And on an annual basis, if you annualize the SARS-CoV-2, it's 400 from SARS-CoV-2. So in other words, it's a few times more toxic for children than influenza. So you can't compare the two. And it also points up that when immunization becomes available, parents should seriously consider that for young children, because we're already immunizing against diseases which at the moment are rare, but if you didn't immunize, would be much less rare. And so we're used to immunizing children against conditions which are rare, but you need to protect your kids.
Yeah, that's right. Look, another study has come out on viral shedding of fine aerosols. What's that looked at?
Well, it's essentially compared the shedding of it's exactly what you say. So it's the shedding of small viral particles from people with various forms of various versions of the virus. And what they found was that if you look at Alpha, remember Alpha, Delta, Omicron, it's unsurprising to hear it because we know that these are more infectious, but it just kind of proves it, is that we catch these viruses by breathing in other people's air. So it's not big droplets at 1.5 meters. It's tiny droplets at several meters in the same home or the same office or the same train. And although it was only one person in this study, the highest viral shedding they found was from Omicron. But in fact, Omicron wasn't hugely more in this particular study than the others, compared to the ancestral virus, which all three were more. So it just indicates that masks, ventilation are really important in controlling this. It reinforces what we knew already, but gives you some science behind it.
And the science is so key. Thank you, Norman, as usual. Excellent. Travel through quite a lot of research there. Appreciate your time.
Always my pleasure, Patricia.
Dr. Norman Swan is the host of The Health Report and the co-host of the CoronaCast podcast that you can get on the ABC Listen app.
ABCRN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.